Attention! Do you owe back taxes, fines, and penalties to the IRS? The IRS now offers new relief options for taxpayers affected by COVID-19, but you can't go it alone. Call Tax Solutions now. Our team of former IRS agents and tax professionals can get you the best deal. We know the COVID-19 rules. Call us and never speak to the IRS again.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions now and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions now and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
The virus has caused the IRS to take extensive action to help taxpayers. So if you owe $10,000 or more, this is the best time in years to settle your tax debt.
I qualified for the Fresh Start program. I paid less than I owed.
Remember, the IRS will not give up until you pay. Call 800-683-9499. 800-683-9499. 800-683-9499.
Into Tomorrow continues. I'm Dave Graveline. Thanks for joining us. Thanks in advance for joining us on the program, actually letting us hear you on the air, because your participation actually makes the show. And we want to hear from you. Did you know that you can join us anytime at your convenience, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week? Perhaps you think of a consumer tech question at 3 o'clock in the morning on Thursday and you want to call in. You don't have to wait till you hear the show or you play the podcast or we're on your favorite radio station or anything like that. Join us anytime and then tune in to the next broadcast and you'll hear your call and our answer. Or perhaps you hear something and you want to help out by adding to our answer. We love listeners helping other listener calls. Either way, joining us on the show is very important, and we'd love to hear from you. As I mentioned, anytime. There are several really easy ways for you to join us. One of the best is to please download our free Into Tomorrow app. Takes up very tiny bit of space on your phone or your tablet, so don't worry about that. And then there's a message to studio button, so just search those two words in your favorite app store, Into Tomorrow. And grab the app. While you're at it, give us 5 stars and a little review if you'd like. That'd be awesome. That'd give me a smile. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way. Pick up a phone and dial 800-899-INTO. Toll-free from anywhere in North America. 1-800-899-4686. Or a lot of folks these days are participating by simply visiting our website. And on the right-hand side or lower right, depending on your device and browser, you'll see an Ask Dave red microphone button. Click that and ask a question, make a comment, help another listener, share your tech rage, whatever. If you do that, we ask that at the same time you give us your first name, where you're joining us from, and how you hear the show. And then participate. Win stuff when you join us on Into Tomorrow. Advertising is broken. Our next guest set out to fix it with a self-hosted advertising platform. The co-founder and CEO of a company called AdHash is Martin Stoev. Martin, welcome Into Tomorrow. How are you, sir? Joining us from a trade show in Canada.
Thank you very much for having me. Yeah, I'm great, and it's very busy and very noisy here, as you can probably see behind me.
Yes, that's a good thing, because it hopefully is good for you and your business. Tell us a little bit about AdHash. What is the company? What is it that you do? How is it that you're fixing advertising?
Yeah, well, it's a very loaded question that's become increasingly popular with the general public over the past decade or so. We have always used advertising to monetize the open internet and the free distribution of information. We think that's a super important thing to do, and it provides a great business model for democratizing information. However, unfortunately, especially over the past decade, the big tech monopolies have really made it very difficult for the internet user to browse the open web freely without being tracked everywhere and without being surveilled on every step of their way. And at AdHash, we like to say that we try to sell products to people without turning people into products. So the essence is to create a more ethical, more privacy-preserving advertising that still works and performs well for both the content creator and the advertisers.
Well, very good. So obviously, anything that you can do to help all of us as users of the web, and that's basically the planet for the most part, certainly sounds like it would make a better idea. And you got a lot of our attention when you talked about anything you can do to help us being tracked all the time. That's, I think, become a major issue, and folks are just kind of getting tired of it. It's enough already. You know, you might ask one question, or even worse, you know, talk to someone, and somehow it seems a device picked up on it, and all of a sudden now you're bombarded for the next month with ads for some item you may have mentioned. And that's driving people nuts, and I don't blame them for that. Do you deal with those issues?
Yes, we do. And it's a multifaceted issue, actually, because not only do you get bombarded with those ads, which is a result of tracking, but also you don't really have any recourse of stopping them, which is super frustrating.
Yeah.
As a user, you should have the ability to voice your opinion and as to what you want to be targeted with and what you don't want to be targeted with, and also know why you're being targeted by a specific brand or a specific ad campaign. So we're trying to tackle all of those issues, provide as much transparency to the end user as possible. But there are also other aspects that are built up because of this entire tracking infrastructure. Whereas you have hundreds and hundreds of different companies who are following you everywhere and trying to create a profile on you and trying to store information, which not only results in poor user privacy, it also results in a terribly large carbon footprint, which now the industry is finally starting to realize and starting to take action on. So it's a seemingly a simple problem of companies trying to learn about you as much as possible, but it has negative aspects in all sorts of real-world scenarios, not just our privacy aspect, but also the impact on the environment.
You know, and as we're talking, I'm hard-pressed to think of an occasion where one of those kinds of ads has helped me in any way. I mean, if I'm searching for something, I'm going to search for it, right? I'm going to find what I need. I don't need to be bombarded with subsequent ads that just seem to never stop on my phone, on my browser, on the computer, whatever. And it's like, well, I'm not clicking on them. That's the worst thing to do as far as I'm concerned. You think it's bad now. Wait till you click on one. Now everybody's in on it. So anything you could do to help us with that is terrific. So you're working then with advertisers, I'm assuming, to or brands to help make it better for those of us end user consumers?
Yes. Our thesis is that you don't need to track users in order to be able to show them products that are relevant. You know, most of the advertising industry is focused on what's happening inside your browser and what they can infer about you as a consumer from the data they collect there. AdHash, on the other hand, focuses on all the signals surrounding you that are not personally identifiable to you. That would be, for example, the context of what you're reading. So, you know, if you're reading an article about the best ski slopes in the Alps in Switzerland, then you'll probably get ads about ski or snowboarding equipment.
Yeah.
That just enhances the experience of browsing the web instead of trying to, you know, constantly track you and force you into buying something. But in addition to that, we also take into account a lot of real world factors that impact purchasing decisions. It might be sports results or sports events happening nearby. It could be changes in the weather conditions outside. So for example, if you would be if the advertiser would be a food delivery company, they would be advertising when the weather is bad, because that's when people are less likely to go outside and they're more likely to order. And we have clients who are actually planning their internal distribution of drivers and supply and demand based on weather forecasting and how that influences their advertising decision making. And we also take into account such things as what's happening on the financial markets or currency pairs, and basically all sorts of real world signals that could influence your decision without having to know who you are, you know, what gender you are, what your medical conditions are, etc.
Yeah,
it's just more.
It sounds like this is part of the AdHash self-hosting, right? Is that how do you describe then the self-hosting advertisements? How does that work for someone who's got a website, for example, and then us as consumers seeing their site. What you've described is excellent, but is that part of that self-hosting ads situation?
Sort of. It's made possible because of it. And what we mean by being the only self-hosted product is that you don't need to rely on ours or anyone else's database to report information to you as a publisher, as an advertiser. You would have to trust all of those ad tech middlemen if you want the information to be stored in their data centers. Mm-hmm. However, with AdHash, you take full control. So it's on-premise with you. So not only is all your information secure and not available to any of your competitors, it also means you have the last say as an advertiser what you want to pay for and what you don't want to pay for. So you have the full control in real time over your targeting and whether you're actually getting what you're bargaining for. Because probably not many people outside of the ad industry know this, but ad fraud is now bigger even than credit card fraud. It's a huge global problem, and over $40 billion a year are lost each year to just pure fraud in this space.
Wow.
So anything we can do to help it and to lower that number has a big impact.
Sure. We're going to take a quick break and talk more about advertising reinvented and how, as consumers, we should absolutely look forward to AdHash's methodology here. And do stay tuned. More interesting stuff to come as we chat with the co-founder and CEO of AdHash, Martin Stove. I'm Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow continues. Don't go away.